You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thinkum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya, and the Sakuya, Talitin, who Musqueam must stay.
Let's get ready to rumble! Round three.
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our third week, Tuesday, January 21st, we've got The Neighbors, Kane Price, Kay Carr, and Be Afraid.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories. That was Sol Guajira by Herbie Mann, and this is Viva Porú, the ointment for the soul.
Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
El ungüento para el alma. Welcome back, amigas.
Welcome back, bienvenidas, gente of Vancouver, of the world, to every listener out there. Welcome.
Of the internet.
Yes, you can listen to us online. What?
Well, we're glad to be back because we have been gone for a while. Last time we were here, we did Best of 2019, and it's already like January 20th almost. Oh no, what day is it today?
January 18th.
Yes. Okay, almost 20th.
Almost so 20th. Yeah.
It was
it's been
about
a
time.
While. It's been a while. We've missed you. And I hope you missed us back.
Exactly. We're 2020 vision.
We apologize for not being here on January 4th, like 2 weeks ago. Because scheduling things getting a little complicated and out of hand, but we are back.
But we're back.
Reloaded.
We're
and back.
Back. DJ Brujas right here with me. I'm introducing DJ Brujas.
Woo!
Straight from Colombia, Bolivia.
Hello, ¿cómo están? Welcome. And right here in the studio with me is the one, the only DJ Dira.
Hello, everybody.
How you today, doing?
Yes, I'm doing
looking good. Looking good.
Looking. You looking good as fine as well. Yes, as well. And even more today with our topic of today.
Yeah, it's 2020, baby, and we wanted to start the year with some sabrosura vintage.
Oh my God. So DJ Bruja, what is sabrosura vintage?
Okay, sabrosura vintage. Let me explain what sabrosura means. So sabrosura, it's kind of like exquisiteness. Exquisiteness.
Deliciousness.
Deliciousness. Yeah, like tastiness. Like that mix of like savory, but also so appealing, so good, so tasty.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And we decided to call this genre that we kind of made sabrosura vintage because it's this like exquisite and very tasty music from the 50s and the 60s. And it's a mix of flavors, you know, from including Latin soul, Latin jazz, boogaloo, guajira, a little bit of cha-cha-cha. Nice. So, we like to describe it, if your hips cannot control themselves, you're doing it right.
Right.
Yeah. And so, we found a lot of similarities between this kind of genres of Latin soul and like boogaloo and guajiras. And we kind of put them in this little sabrosura vintage show.
Yeah, put them together for you to listen to them as like one thing.
Exactly.
And well, basically we were, I went to my friend Jeff's show, radio show. He also has a show at Co-op Radio, 100.5
FM.
Also a great radio station. And the day I went to visit him and he was playing some boogaloos and he's like, oh, so do you know what boogaloo is? I'm like, honestly, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to describe, like, and I had listened to boogaloos, but I just didn't know that they were boogaloos.
Boogaloo, yeah.
But so now we have a whole selection and we've investigated.
Yeah, like, we've kind of, did our little bit of research about boogaloo and about this kind of genre that we're going to talk about today.
Exactly.
Here at Viva Poru, El Ungüento para el Alma.
El Ungüento para el Alma. But yes, if you can, listen to Jeff's show. Sunday, the first, third, and fifth Sunday of every month, Abba to Seth. Awesome free form radio show.
Woo.
Kudos, Jeff.
Kudos, yes. Jeff.
And hopefully you like the boogaloos that we're playing here.
Let us know what you think. Let us know what you think. We're going to talk about boogaloo first. And of course, like I mentioned, there's a lot of similarities with Latin soul and guajiras. This genre kind of like, its origin goes back to Cuba, of course, but it kind of mixes with African-American culture a lot. So these two cultures, Cuban and African-American, kind of like meet and merge because they were two like kind of underground cultures at the time.
In New York City.
Yeah, in New York City. Because, we talked a little bit about the Cuban Revolution.
Yes.
That kind of happens around that time. And a lot of Cubans were, exiled to the States. Most of them, went to the States. Some of them managed to make it into New York City. And that's where, kind of things work out.
Well, it's so cool to think about how if these two communities are meeting in the same spaces to dance and listen to music, that they would eventually merge their sounds at some point.
Yeah.
And I think that that's boogaloo,
it has
like characteristic from both.
And it's very important to recognize the kind of like bonding experience between those two communities with regards to dance and with regards to music and with regards to saying, hey, I have this genre of soul. And let me add some like mambo things.
Exactly.
On it, you know? And then they add some, you know, cha 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 sounds or things like that. So I think it's definitely very, very cool. You can definitely see the, you know, elements of soul and like African American culture, but also elements of like Cuban culture and Latin American culture, which I think is awesome.
And you know, I think that it's cool to mention that a lot of the people who were merging this or creating this genre were teenagers.
Teenagers, very young people.
Mm-hmm. And of course, like the big figures are Tito Puente,
Pete Rodriguez, Mongo Santa Maria,
Watermelon Man, baby.
So it's cool. It's kind of like leads to New York becoming this kind of mecca, this kind of like pot where the stew begins to cook, you know, for this genre, which I think is awesome. Of course, it would happen in New York, you know?
Yes, like so many things.
So we're going to play some, our first like segment and our selection of kind of bugaloos and kind of good things
good
coming
things.
Up. We're going to start with La Palomilla by Joe Cuba.
Nice.
That's DJ D-Rod's selection today.
It's nice. Huh? I think you're going to like it. So.
Yeah. And of course, we're going to play I Like It Like That by Pete Rodriguez because... Hello.
Because hello.
It's a great song. Yeah.
We like it like that.
We do like it like that.
We hope you do too.
Yeah. And after that, we're going to play Óyelo by Johnny Colón and his orchestra. Because Óyelo.
Because we have to Óyelo.
Exactly.
To feel it, to move your hips. So you know, it's noon here in Vancouver. Yep. Grab your cafecito.
Grab your morning cafecito.
Get your hips ready. Woo. You can dance. We're probably going to dance in here.
Yep. You know it.
Hopefully there's no trouble with the cables slipping out or something.
The mics.
If you hear something weird,
Please forgive us.
Please come and check on us.
This is La Palomilla by Joe Cuba. Enjoy.
La palomilla lo invita a bailar. óyelo, el ritmo de Colón llegó, sabrosón, y dile que eres el bravo. Thank you.
Let's see here. God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful. Isn't there anything?
Anything? Anything?
Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
I need a creative outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is so exhilarating. It fills my soul with lightning.
Yeah, just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Welcome back to Viva Peru, the ointment for the soul, here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territories. How was that? Did you dance?
Did you move your hips?
Oh my god!
Uncontrollably!
Uncontrollably! You were doing it right then.
Yeah. If we see you, you were doing it right.
Exactly.
You know, today we figured out that we have 4 followers on Twitter.
Yes! Oh my god, we love our 4 Twitter followers.
Yes, to our
Please,
Twitter
nobody
followers.
Else, nobody else follow us. I'm okay.
Don't follow us, so you can follow us.
So you can follow us.
No, but to our 4 OG Twitter followers, thank you. We see you.
We see you. We hope that you're listening.
Yeah.
And that you're liking the music that we're playing today.
Yeah.
And that we will be playing in 2020.
In 2020. Yeah. All of 2020. Welcome back. Today's topic was Sabrosura Vintage.
That was sabrosón.
That was sabroso. Very, very sabroso. Very tasty.
Honestly,
very exquisite.
Exquisite.
I feel sad that sabroso kind of like has no translation or like a translation that does it justice, you know, in English. So
yes.
Kind of frustrating, but that's okay. Now you know, sabroso.
Sabroso.
Use it.
Use the word.
Yeah, you know, and we, DJ Dierard and I were talking about how this genre is particularly dominated by males. So there's definitely a lack of women representation. But, you know, they were two main characters that managed to overcome the challenges of being a woman at the time, and especially a woman of color. And they managed to, like, thrive. So please introduce us to character number one.
Okay. Úrsula Hilaria Celia de la Caridad Cruz Alfonso.
But you can call me Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz.
Celia Cruz.
Was born at 47 Serrano Street in the Santos Suarez neighborhood of Havana, Cuba.
La Habana native.
La Habana, La Habana, honestly.
And listen, Celia Cruz, like, I have a lot of memories of Celia Cruz. Of course of her funeral and, like, of course of, like, the impact of her death in, like, the Latin community. But especially of, like, the happiness and the joy and the danciness that she brought to the Latin American community. She was the queen of salsa, la reina de la salsa.
She was the queen of salsa. Like, what would have been of all of us if there had not been Úrsula Hilaria Celia de la Caridad Cruz Alfonso, like, what would we read right now?
Oh my god, I don't even want to know.
I don't want to know either.
Yeah, and you know, Celia Cruz is a legend.
According to her mother, she started singing at like 9 months or 10 months in like her crate or something.
Yeah.
And honestly, I believe her.
I believe it. Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah.
I believe her. Then like she sang in school and eventually made her way to New York City
and
became the queen of salsa.
And, you know, I think about the Cuban Revolution and how it kind of pushed her to go to New York City and to look for, like, ways to share her music and be as Cuban as she is. Yes. In another place.
In another context.
She was, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exiled, but she maintained that genuineness and that yes. Cubanness of hers that we all loved and that yes. we all still love, you know?
Yes. And I think that her history just influenced her music a lot. Like she had a Santero neighbor.
Yeah, so yeah. She would... So apparently she had 14 siblings.
Yes.
Which is crazy. She managed. So, she was from a Catholic family, but yeah. they had a neighbor who practiced Santeria.
Yes.
And one of her main musical influences was actually Santeria music.
Yes.
You know, she lists Santeria music as one of her influences. And so I think that it's so amazing to see how her context developed her in her musical career. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And so we're talking about her today. Even though she's a queen of salsa, she is definitely, definitely, definitely the queen of Boogaloo as well, and the queen of Guajira, and the queen of, you know, so, so much of Sabrosura vintage.
Yes, of our trademark genre here from Viva Boru, Sabrosura Vintage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. today, yeah, we have a very special song from her to play later, Caramelos, which is a good one.
And I love it because it's sabroso, you know, it's exquisite. Mm-hmm. The music is exquisite, but it also speaks about caramelos. Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
this
yeah.
like delicious candy.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Caramelo, I mean.
Is caramelo taffy?
Mm. No, I don't know.
Caramel.
Bonbon. I don't know how to.
I don't know.
Caramelo.
Anyway,
just say
candy.
Caramelo.
Yeah, caramelo. Celia Cruz is here today in the house, very, very much alive and existent in Viva yeah. Porú today. And we are also talking about a second character, a second woman that made it and like shined
yes,
with
yes.
her music through this Sabrosura vintage and in the 50s and 60s. And her name is.
Her name is
Lupe Victoria Yoli Raymond, a.k.a.
La Lupe.
La Lupe.
Here we wanted to mention their full names because they're iconic.
Yeah, they are iconic. Iconic.
And of course,
also,
yeah.
I don't think it's a stereotype to say that Latinos have very big names.
Yes, they do.
We love our big names. You know?
We love our big names. We love that they don't fit in forms. You know? Like, we love
exams.
That. Or exams, or like your driver's license has like no the last letter of your last name's not there just because
it doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. And, you know, people always ask me, I have two last names, one from my dad, one from my mom. And then people always yeah. ask me if my dad's last name, so that's my first last name, they're like, oh, that's your middle name?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, nah, bro. nah, man, that's my last name.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, we love our big names. But anyway, we were talking about La Lupe. You know, La Lupe has this very, very interesting and very rich history. So she was born in Cuba as well. She was a singer of boleros, guarachas, a lot of Latin soul. And, you know, she's very characteristic of having that very energetic performances. And
yes.
Very, like, I tend to think of her as the Amy Winehouse of the time and of the setting and of the context. Because
yes.
her performances, like, seeing her live.
I honestly.
Oh, my God. No words. Yeah.
What would I give?
No. And then, yeah, she was born in el barrio San Pedrito in Santiago de Cuba. And her father was a worker at a Bacardi distillery.
Yeah.
And, one day she, you know, she had to go to school, but she actually skipped school, decided to go to a radio show at a radio station at the time. And there was a contest going on where you could sing your favorite song or whatever and win a prize or, you know.
Yeah. Win tell me, did she win?
Yeah, yeah.
Did she win?
And she
won. She won. Of course.
Olga Guillot's Miénteme. And she killed it, and she won. And so she began to, like, experience and deal with music a lot more. And then she, of course, with the Cuban Revolution and everything, she decided to go to the States. And through Celia Cruz, she managed to sign a deal. You know, like,
okay.
Women helping women.
Yes,
isn't that amazing?
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And that's how she, you know, became... The La Lupe
the icon that she is.
Yeah,
the La
icon
Lupe.
That she is. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And what are we going to be listening to by La Lupe?
We're going to be listening to Fever.
Oh, my song.
Fiebre.
You know, there's a powerlifting event going on outside the station today.
Yeah, yep.
And honestly,
This is for you, power lifters. We see you.
We see you. You give us fever.
So yeah, we're going to start with those two, and then we're going to come back and introduce a little bit more of the songs. But here's to the women of Sabrosura Vintage.
To the women of Sabrosura Vintage.
This is Caramelos by Celia Cruz. Enjoy.
Bye.
Welcome back.
Bienvenidos. Welcome back to Viva Peru, the ointment for the soul. You were listening to Fever by La Lupe. Here representing women in Sabrosura Vintage.
The women of Sabrosura Vintage.
Yeah, the women of Sabrosura Vintage and La Lupe. Oof. You know, I think you were mentioning that Jeff told you that, what can you play after La Lupe?
Yes,
you know?
Like what is there left to play after playing Fever by La Lupe?
By La Lupe.
But we're going to try our best.
We're gonna try our best, you know, we're gonna do her justice.
Exactly. We hope you power lifters like that.
You know, we had a segment planned today. If you listen to the show, you know that we play always a soundscape of Latin America, a paisaje sonoro de Latinoamérica. But we ran out, guys. We ran out, listeners to Viva Peru. So we need your help. We want you to send us soundscapes of Latin America. If you have any recordings or anything that you... you know, kind of think that represents the Latin American community.
Yeah, you know.
Send us some paisajes sonoros. Send us some soundscapes. We are in the look for more soundscapes.
For more soundscapes of Latin America. And honestly, Viva, but it wouldn't be the same without our signature paisaje sonoro or cool lamb effect, which will... Get at it later.
We'll get to it.
No worries.
No
at all.
No, but yeah, please, if you have a soundscape or if you're looking to record a soundscape, do it. You can send us through our DMs in Instagram, also Twitter, or if, you know, you write us a message through email or Insta, we can even take them through WhatsApp.
So, if you're lucky enough to have our phone numbers.
We won't give those away.
I mean, I never reply anyways. I'm joking. I will reply.
But, you know, bad texters are the best people in real life. So
kudos to us.
Yeah.
Kudos to
But yeah, just if you have some soundscapes, please hit us up.
Hit us up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we also wanted to mention there's this film, documentary film, which is called We Like It Like That, as we just said previously that we like it like that.
Get it?
But this is the name of the film, and it tells the story of Latin Boogaloo. Well, you know, this colorful expression of 1960s Latino soul, straight from the streets of New York City. And it tells the story from its origins to its recent resurgence, and the story of the sound that redefined a whole generation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the director is Matthew Rodriguez Warren. And yes, we encourage you to watch it.
Yeah, we recommend it. Highly recommend it. If you're into the Sabrosura Vintage movement, it's a good place to start. And it's a good place to kind of understand where this is coming from and how it's happening and how it impacts culture today as well, you know. Because I think that Boogaloo, for example, it's kind of like a lost genre, you know. It has been lost and it disappeared kind of through the years, and
because salsa took over, and that's what we were saying yesterday.
Salsa is so extra, of course she would take over, you know.
Salsa will always take over. But it's cool to see
the close cousin that is Boogaloo of salsa, and you know, it's awesome because it also planted kind of like the base and the ground for salsa to set in the 1970s in New York, for example.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, definitely. Kudos to salsa, kudos to
Boogaloo and to Latin soul,
we're going to talk about. So we're going to play for you some Latin soul after this. You know, Latin soul is probably one of my favorites because I'm an R&B baby. Like, I love R&B. Oof. I love me some good R&B. But Latin soul is this kind of good and amazing and very tasty mixture of R&B components, of course, and soul components for sure, but with a mixture of like Latin jazz and some mambo and some, you know,
even a little bit of
cubano, even a little bit of cha 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 sometimes.
Oh,
you know.
God.
So I think Latin soul has been very underappreciated in the past because, like I tell you, this is also a genre that kind of like got lost. But we decided to bring it back because Latin soul is good, baby.
Yeah.
We're going to play you some Tender Love by Paul Ortiz.
Ooh, Tender Love.
I found this like album. I don't know if it's like a compilation or if it's an actual album, but it's called The Sweeter Side of Latin Soul. Ooh. If you have a chance, look it up. It's really, really, really sweet. Like, it's very
tender,
yes, and very empalagoso, you know, like that feel when you get when you eat too much sugar and you're like, oof, whoa, that was sugary.
You know,
I'm into it, but that was sugary. Like, you know, give me some water.
my dear Aunt Lina, who's probably listening. Hope Woo. You are. I love you, Lina. She once told me that she didn't know what empalagar was, you know? Because she could just eat sugar and sugar and like don't get tired of like all the sweetness.
Of the sugary. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm a sweet tooth, I do get empalagada sometimes.
Yes, same with me. Yeah, you know, it depends on what it is.
Yeah, yeah. But Latin soul can be empalagante, but that's okay because we love it. So
that's what we're here for. That's what we signed up for.
Yeah. But anyway, before we go, please, DJ D-Rod, tell us the cool llama fact of the week.
Wait, the cool llama fact of the week.
Yep.
It's that the llamas are the symbol of the Bolivian shield. That just speaks to the like really close relationship between llamas and Bolivian people how they're like, you know, they depend on one another.
Yeah.
And I love that it's the emblem of the Bolivian shield.
Because
honestly, what is so cool that your emblem is a llama?
Yeah, it's a llama. I mean, we're cool like that. You're so what cool. can I say?
Bolivian people, honestly, you're amazing. Yeah. I really want to go to Bolivia.
Yeah,
to DJ Bruja's house.
Yeah, and to, you know, visit some llamas.
Visit some llamas. Visit some llamas. Take a picture. Recreate the emblem. You know, the symbol on the shield with a real llama. Probably printed on a shirt.
Please. Definitely, you know? No disrespect to politics or like shields or flags, but damn.
Oh yes,
that
of
was
course,
a good
of
move.
Course.
That was a good move yes. to put on a llama and be to like, "This is cool, you know. This is cool. Let's
yes,
put on a llama."
Exactly.
Thank you for the cool llama fact of the week. We are basically done with today's show, but before we go, we're gonna leave you with "Tender Love" by Paolo Ortiz. Please remember to send us some soundscapes and send us DMs. You know, send us some. Criticism, of course, we'll take it, but also some requests or recommendations, whatever it is that you want us to talk about, do it. Send us some texts.
Do it. And also stay tuned for some metal waves after our show for Power Chord at 1 p.m.
yep.
And yes, for some it's great programming awesome. Here at CITR 101.9 FM.
Yep.
And well, what else
after
are we going to listen to?
Tender Love, we're going to play Dos Gardenias. That's Oof. Actually a very old Cuban song, and it's beautiful. Oh, my God, it's beautiful. But this is a version sang by Ángel Canales, and I believe he's a Puerto Rican that was also pretty big in the States in New York City.
Okay.
And he does a lot of Latin soul and kind of like Latin R&B.
Ooh,
so yes. This version of Dos Gardenias is... oh my goodness, it's good.
Nice.
It's,
honestly,
it's very filled with the feeling, you know, filled with the oof, oof, oof.
Dos Gardenias.
Exactly. We're gonna be listening to Tender Love and Dos Gardenias, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Exactly. Hopefully. Thank God for Cubans, honestly, and for Cuba,
Honestly, Cuba is just.
An
so
amazing
unique.
Country. And so unique. Such,
yeah, yeah. And despite, you know, a lot of challenges and its history and a lot of hindrances that, you know, make it hard for Cuba to be the full Cuba that we would love to see, Cuba is still...
And, you know, when I went to Cuba, I loved encountering Cubans and, like, speaking to them and how realizing that they have different opinions, mm-hmm. you know? Like, some of them are for
polarized
the revolution.
Opinions,
some of them are against it.
Yeah.
Some of them... are like sort of like in the middle ground mm-hmm, probably mm-hmm. but they all come together in their Cubanness
in their, through their Cubanness
through their talent because they are so talented
yes. such amazing and beautiful people and so today we're thankful for Cubans
yes and
so,
we'll
anyway,
leave you
yeah we are leaving you with Tender Love. Thank you so much for listening. This is CITR 101.9 FM. You were listening to Viva Porú, el ungüento para el alma.
See you.
Woo. bye
Ball and ride on a rain. dos caras tenía para ti. Con ellas quiero decir, te quiero, mi vida, cariño. Ponle toda tu atención, que serán de tu corazón y el mío. Dos gardenias para ti, que tendrán todo el calor de un beso, de esos besos que te di y que jamás encontrarás en el calor de otro que a tu lado vivirán y te hablarán. Ay, como cuando tú estás conmigo, y hasta creerás que te dirán, mami, te quiero. Pero si una tarde de seguir, las gardenias de mi amor se mueren, será porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. Pero si una atardece que las gardenias de mi amor ay, se mueren, será porque han adivinado que tu amor me ha traicionado, porque existe otro querer. Porque existe otro querer. Porque existe otro querer.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every radio show is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor.
If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this radio show
will do. So go ahead. Let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to one.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms.
India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Listen, radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit. In terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people.
radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Hey, it's Justin here at CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca on the internet. Live streaming from 1 to 3, this is Power Chord Radio. And today, we're bringing together a little bit of sludgy doom. We're going to crush the AMS here at CITR 101.9. We have Heron, local band from Vancouver. We're going to do some, they're going to play four songs for us, and then we're going to sit down, shoot the shit about what it's like to tour, what it's like for the in the studio, and what's coming up next for them. So this is Power Chord Radio, and this is Heron. And I think they're ready to go right about now. Devastation.